As a millennial, it's really common for you to want the financial security doing what you love. The problem is, you need to know where and how to find it. This can be frustrating, and it often makes you feel like a loser.
In Finding Mojo, we will help the millennials to get started in their journey to contented life by building the networks of life and at the same time benefiting the people around them. Welcome to Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico.
Here is part two of our conversation with emotionally focused therapist Aza Yasmin.
When I started with everything, so I was just spitballing, and then Zana also gave her two cents, and I was listening to her, and at the same time, I actually can see that what she's doing is she's really looking after me. She looks after my welfare, mm-hmm. I feel. Mm-hmm. At the same time, she's giving me pointers. She's giving me things that make me realize, hey, this may not be a really good work environment for me after all. Mm-hmm. You know, there are realizations to everything. It wasn't just me throwing info at her and hopefully convince her to follow my train of thought.
Okay.
But I like the fact that she was able to give me some things that I may have missed out. To me, I like that about the conversation.
What didn't you like about the conversation?
What I didn't like about the conversation was she didn't like my friends. What? Because there are some of us, let's admit it, a lot of us really want to work for a company where, you know, you like the people you're with. But then again, if we circle back to her conversation, she doesn't like the people I'm with. And what she sees is that these people around me are hindering my growth. So again, while I don't like the idea of her not liking the friends I have, mm-hmm. I like the fact that she still is looking after me because, you know, she said it dead in my face, that she, mm-hmm. without any hesitations, because I know that she knows that if she said it, I know I'll take it better because she has no pretense. And I like that. Mm. I like that about it.
It also sounded as if you were trying to defend yourself as well. But right. You all have a lot of time with you. I can delegate people. Mm-hmm. There's a mm-hmm. lot of defensiveness, even though you felt that she, you know, her message that landed on you.
True.
She was looking after you. She didn't like my friends, and I'm not down with that.
Right.
But at the same time, I had to defend mm-hmm. my want to get into manager role.
True.
There. Right. You, mm-hmm. Did you felt that defensiveness? Like I was hearing,
yeah.
Like, but yeah, you know, yeah, I've got this double in salary, da 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 da.
Of course, you always want to present your argument, maybe, or your idea. You want to put it out there.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, your ideas will not get shoved, or at least there will be some semblance of some recognition of your ideas and what have you.
I see. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hear a recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you kept on defending yourself and defending yourself,
true.
Right? Right,
yeah.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. If I can move on to Zana. Thank you, Nico. If I can move on to Zana, what was that like for you when you heard him saying, I want this manager level, but it affected you. You're going to spend less time with me. You're going to do this, da-da-da-da. Don't like your friends. Mm-hmm. What was happening for you?
For me, it was about, I just want to make sure that if he really wants that, it's like, you really, really want that for what? You know, like, yeah, it's like you want something, right? So you want to be a manager, but for what? Is it recognition? Is it acknowledgement? Is it money? Or what is it? You know, like, what is it that you're not getting now that you want that position? And normally people want to get promoted is acknowledgement and finance. That's why it goes like, have you actually talked about how much more money are you getting? Do you know how much money are you getting? And mm-hmm. at the same time, I am protecting myself as well. You know?
Ah,
right? At the same time, I'm protecting myself as well. Because like, okay, if I give you this key to mm-hmm. be the manager, mm-hmm. I'm going to be worse off because even now, I'm not getting enough of you. So if mm-hmm. I give you this key, I'm mm-hmm. going to be less, there's nothing left there. Like, there's something for you, but what about me? What about me?
Yeah, and a lot of couples get that as well. What about me?
You're doing you. But what's in it for me?
We're a team. We're a team. And this conversation feels very disconnecting because you are going to do da 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 da. What am I going to do?
Where does this leave me?
Yes. Where does this leave me?
Yeah.
So this is the kind of disconnecting conversations that we can have. And especially if we don't do the love map, we're not able to support because we don't know. Does it fall into my dreams as well? Does your moving into the manager level fall into my dreams as well? So it's even hard for Zana to support because she's coming on an attack mode right now. Are you sure? Do you know this? What's in it for me? You're up there, da da da, and then Nicole's saying like, yeah, but you know, we've got double salary and da da and da da. So you can see the attack defend cycle that just came up there. Can you see that? We have many more cycles, but this is one type of cycle that just naturally came out. And this is what happens in sessions. So you can see the attack, defend. Even though Nicole is really being so sweet by saying, I can see that she's looking after me, looking out for me.
My husband so would do that to me.
She's so sweet. But what he didn't realize, did you realize that Zana was saying, what's in it for me when she was telling you that?
No, it wasn't apparent.
But what you heard, what landed on you was she's looking after me. But at that conversation, she was more feeling in distress. What's in it for me? Are you sure? So the questions that she was asking was more like, what's in it for me? But when it landed on you, it's, oh, my woman's like, oh, she's looking after me. So when she comes at you even more, you go like, hang on a minute, she looked after me, but now she's attacking me in later on conversations, you know? But the intention is the same. She's just up the ante because she's not getting anything from you to say, to answer her question, what about me? How do I feel safe in this relationship? Deep. So that's one conversation. Now let's do the listener speaker technique conversations, okay? So ready? These are the ground rules. If you've got a pen and a paper, write this down. So the first ground rule is the speaker has the floor.
Okay, hold on.
Speaker has the floor. Okay. Yeah, so that's the ground rule. So big title. So the speaker has the floor. Share the floor. Okay, when you're the speaker, you speak and then you give the other person to speak. You know, you don't let things turn on each other. Don't take the floor all for yourself sort of thing. Kind of like take turns. So share the floor. The third ground rule is most important is don't solve the problem.
That's hard.
No. This is not rehearsed, by the way, audience. And I'm going to show this that this is going to work. I have full faith. Okay, so don't solve the problem. Focus on having a good discussion, not finding a solution.
Okay.
All right. You're starting to see it.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the rule for the speaker. Okay, whoever's speaking, we'll talk about that in a minute. Speak for yourself, right? Don't read the person's mind. Express your feelings. I feel this. I feel that. Using I statements, express your point of view, right? Be brief is the second one. Don't go on and on and on and on and on and on, and on with each other. Once you have the floor, don't go on and on and on and on, and on, right? You will have plenty of time to speak your mind, but you will be taking turns. The last thing that the speaker needs to know is to stop and let the listener paraphrase. So you give enough information for them to paraphrase what you've just said. This is very important. This is very key, right? So if you give so much, the conversation will get into the old cycle. We're trying to do a new cycle now, right? If the paraphrase is not quite accurate, then say, not quite there yet. This is what I'm trying to say, right? If the paraphrase is not quite accurate, the listener paraphrase what you heard. Okay. Paraphrase what you heard and then focus on the message.
Okay.
Right. So it's one message at a time. Just focus on the speaker's message. We'll do it in a minute. Right. So focus on the speaker's message. Don't rebut. Remember, your job is to listen, understand what your partner is saying. Until you are the speaker, then you offer your opinion.
But you don't resolve the problem.
No.
It will naturally get resolved. This is the thing. It will naturally get resolved, but you don't focus on resolving it. Okay, never mind. Well, Nico's like, I don't get this. How is this going to work? Okay, all right, so let's do it. Because we're on Zoom at the moment. Mm-hmm. So who's going to speak first and who's going to speak second? We're going to use our reaction buttons, right? Can we do the reaction buttons? Let's see, we can put a heart sign like me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got the thumbs up button. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, wait, right. Do I do the heart?
You want a heart?
Wait, let's do that. Okay, cool.
Or do you want to raise hands? Because you can raise it. Yeah, I think should we raise hands instead? Because you can raise, you can lower your hands and raise your hands, mm-hmm. right? When you're ready to speak. Shall we do that? Mm-hmm.
So there's a clap.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
No, that's me. That was me. That's there. Raise hands. And then you can lower your hand. There we go. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. So decide between the both of you who would like to be the speaker, and the speaker will raise their hand.
I'll have Zana go first.
Okay.
Because she's the boss.
Right. Yeah, because she's the boss. Yeah.
Okay, so so same conversation. This is going to be a different process, okay? Mm-hmm. So, Nico, you'll be listening, paraphrasing. Do you want some pro tips for paraphrasing?
What I have here is what? Paraphrase what you heard, repeat the idea to the speaker.
Absolutely. So some pro tips for you as you paraphrase. Uh-huh. You're going to listen, and it's called active listening. So you're going to mm-hmm. actively listen to her message. And then as you paraphrase, you start with what I hear you're saying is, and then you mm-hmm. put in your words. Sounds like, then you put in your words. If I understand you right, then you put in your words and paraphrase. So that will help you paraphrase. Yeah, you got
okay.
it.
You got it.
Got it? Okay, cool. All right, so we'll go on the same thing, and then
but when you talk about
the same thing, the same
context,
okay. the same content, different process. Yeah, so the story is Nico wants to get that manager level, manager position, and he's not getting it, right? Lights, camera, and action. Zana, put your hand up first so we know that you're the speaker. And then when you're good enough, when you're done, then Nico becomes the speaker. But now Nico becomes the listener. All right, go.
You know, I would be the first person to clap or to jump with joy if you get to be the manager. But I really want you to be confident about what you are going yourself into. I want you to do, you know, like do some work as to like, how does it affect your work time? Like, how does it affect your salary? Because we are 5 years into our marriage, and I would like in the next year or so to start a family. I need you to be at home, to be with the kid as well, not just me. And of course, at the same time, I want to actually continue my career as well. I just don't want to be a full-time mom. So who's going to look after the kid? So I'm quite concerned about where we're going. I'm not discouraging you to be a manager, but I just want to make sure that you know what you get yourself into, plus how does it fit with our relationship and with our family plan?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you want me to be really certain of my take on, you know, becoming a manager, because you want to see us down the road have kids, have the family, have me around as a dad, and help you out as the mom of our kids. And you want me to be able to still have time with you if I do get the position. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. And also, you know, how are you going to support me as a mom? And also, I want to pursue my career as well. So if you become a manager, can you support me to be a mom and allow me to actually build my career as well? Or do I have to sort of be the mom, focus on the family while you pursue your career and put my career on a standstill first?
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is you want me to be able to give you the confidence and the assurance that if I do get this position, I will still also be there to help you as a mom. And at the same time, be there to support you in realizing your dreams and your aspirations, because you also have other plans, probably for work or what have you. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, definitely. You'd sum it up really well. That is what I'm concerned about. I just don't want you to have the limelight and everything, your life goes as normal. But me as the woman, the mother, have to actually take a step back to allow you have achieved your dream. And I lost my dream. And that won't be fair.
Let's change. Paraphrase that and then let's change. Paraphrase that, Nico.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying is you also want to be included in the conversation, in the goals and the dreams, and not just me being the center of everything. You also want to make sure that you are included in whatever plans I have. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. So
that's it. Lower your hand, Zana. Can you lower your hand? No. Zana. She's clapped.
She's clapping.
Slow
okay,
ahead.
So
okay, go on, Nico.
I hear what you're saying, but the manager position, it's something that I've been working on too. It's a position that validates me. If I get to that position, it's gonna tell me that everything that I've worked for the longest time has now come to fruition. I think that this will give us leverage. Personally, it's gonna give me leverage in the company. That means I will have a bigger say during decision-making. I have bigger say when it comes to different workarounds in the company. I can be a bigger voice within the organization. And that's something I truly aspire.
Okay.
You need to paraphrase what he said.
Okay. Zana. So you are saying that being a manager gives you much more than what you have right now. It means not just work. It means authority. It means giving back. It means, you know, is it your like acknowledging of your abilities as well? Your self-confidence. Is that what you're saying?
That's actually correct. When I thought of going for the manager position, I've been denied 3 times. And even with that, I haven't really stopped because I think if I get to that position, I know the people I work with. So I have a better understanding of how they do things every day. And then basing on the current management, I think there are some lapses in there that personally, if I were given the chance to get that position, I can iron out a lot of the kinks. It's just that I'm not given the chance to. These people that work for me under my wing, they need all the help that they can get. It's just that I truly believe that the current management isn't really helping everyone out there. So I was hoping I could get a foot in the door. If I get that position, I help more people. Again, it also validates me. At the same time, I also want to make you proud, of course. I want to come home to a family where, hey, the manager is here. It may sound silly. It may sound silly, but it is what it is.
Mm. Okay. Like what I hear is you want that recognition is for yourself. That's 2 things. Is one is for yourself, you know, like it's like that recognition. Second is you feel that you can actually give much more to the company than you are now. You feel that where you are, you feel hopeless. There's nothing much you can do. If you are given that opportunity to be in that position, then you can help more people. Am I right?
I could not agree more. This company has given me so much the past few years. And I think it's now time for me to probably go to the next step, the next phase of my career. And when I thought of this, I was also thinking about us. Since we're already like 5 years into this, I wanted to make sure that I also have more money in the bank so I can personally provide for the both of us.
Okay. I am so happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that, to actually understand that you are not excluding me in your journey. There's me in there. Appreciate that.
Paraphrase. Just paraphrase. Don't conclude. You're not mind reading. You're not okay. Concluding. Just paraphrase.
I hear that you also want to be a provider to the family. Not just about work, but your whole being.
Yes, that is true. Of course, men as we are, we are providers. We want to make sure that we provide for the family. That's how men are built. I mean, it is such a shame if you come home to a house where you can't even provide basic things. You know, that is also my way of showing my love for not only for you but for the family. So these things, I aspire to be great and aspire to be great every day, because not only does it give me validation, it also tells me that once I get everything that I have in the company, if I'm provided for, that you're also provided for. We are in this together. I want to be able to do exactly this. That's why I'm gunning for the position. Even if you don't like the people I work for, I have my battles, but I can defend myself. I'm fine. I am totally fine. It's these things.
Let her paraphrase.
Okay, I get it. I get that you want to be a provider, and it means a lot to you to be to actually provide for the family.
Okay, I'm just gonna call cut. Wow.
We're such a good couple.
Okay, let's breathe. Let's just breathe. Let's pause right here. That was amazing.
It's very hard for me not to conclude, and it's very hard for me not to solve the problem. It was like, okay, you're gone. You okay? Let's go and work out how to be a manager. Let's talk to your manager about it. Because I'm a problem solver.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And was the problem solved just now?
Yeah.
Without fixing it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Communication is key.
Mm. Yeah. But how you do it is key.
Correct.
It's how you do it. Yeah. It's when my problem solving thing start to creep up, I sort of like, shut up, listen.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Let's debrief you guys. All right. Let's do speaker first. So Zana, when you were speaker, what was going on with you? What was your thoughts? I can see the emotions, like, but you know, you're going for this management. I'm going to be left behind. You're not going to think of me. What? And then what was happening for you then?
This is things that I went through when I was in the early 20s.
Nice.
You know, like between 25 to 35 years, when I was about to start a family. My husband got a job. And just to share something, is my husband actually changed jobs and changed countries. That's why I live in different countries. And that's how I actually landed in the Philippines. It's his job. Mm. This has been my demons as to, am I going to be left behind? Every time I follow you, I'm going to be left behind. This is the conversation we had as we grow into our relationship. And of course, now that like my children are older, this doesn't actually become...
It's not an issue right now.
It's not an issue right now, but it was a big issue at the time when...
So it's the same kind of age where the millennials today are probably having the same sort of thoughts in their heads as well. Mm. Am I going to follow you? Am I going to, you know, what is our love map? Are we chasing the same dream when you're chasing this? Because I only hear you doing something else.
Mm.
But when you were paraphrasing, Nico, what was that like for you to paraphrase Zana?
Okay, when I did the paraphrasing, it made me realize that when you get the actual answer immediately, just to be able to pick that person's brain and confirm it, gives you a better understanding of how they think and how they act in certain situations and not assume things. Mm-hmm. So it's better that way, because if you assume, again, it makes an ass out of you and me.
You and me,
right?
Right,
so... when you do the paraphrasing, at least you're more accurate with how you're going to do your next steps, because you got the answer straight from the person.
Right. You get more data to work with, right?
Correct.
Whereas if you were in the old cycle that we did before I taught you this technique, nobody was listening to each other. Right. You were more defensive. Zana got more heated. But with the paraphrasing, while she was speaking, you can actively listen to her message. Mm-hmm. You allowed yourself to give her that space to be vulnerable, let it all out. I'm listening. And I'm letting you know that I'm listening by paraphrasing your message.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you get accurate information with that. And then the more you, can I put it out there that the more you paraphrased, when Zana was speaking, she gave you more insight to.
True.
And I think there was a point in one of your discussions where it didn't land properly. But you guys said, no. Yes, but. So you had that space where you can make that paraphrasing correct, that fact correct.
True.
For the both of you, right?
Yeah.
And then I was waiting. The tipping point for me was when Nico went to the point where this manager level helps me to help the family. That was the tipping point. And I can tell you, if you're on a podcast right now, Zana's face is like smiling, change. It didn't feel so tight. You know, she didn't really have a tight feet. Her face started to be relaxed. Mm. As she heard you and her smile started going from ear to ear, she felt more relaxed and she started to understand why you want this position and that actually she's not being left behind.
True.
Right? Yeah. What was that like for you, Zana?
It was a reaffirmation. For me, it was just like, okay, so when you have, you face with a situation, you come up with hypothetical, come up with assumptions and it goes like, is this true? And then when you paraphrasing and you're listening, it's sort of like, no, it's not true. Your assumption is not true. Okay, what is the next assumption? Oh, that is true. And when Nico actually said, I am doing it for the family, bang, that's the bullseye. That's what I wanted to hear, you know?
Yes. Mm. And you did it all by paraphrasing and not fixing the problem.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you agree.
It's not really energy. You know, like when you actually have heated conversation, it's energy draining. Well, this is quite relaxed. I don't know. It's because Nico is probably a relaxed person.
He's always calm.
Nico is always calm.
I tend to be relaxed, but then there are some trigger points. I'm not triggered anyway, so
waters run deep, huh?
Yeah. But it is what it is. I mean, there are some conversations or some topics where I get triggered, but when it comes to relationships and everything, I'm pretty much calm.
So you can see. So coming back to my conclusion, if I can conclude this up. So when before I told you the technique. You can see that the process that you were in really triggered both of you. You were getting nowhere. Both of you were not listening to each other. The answers, you couldn't find the answers that you need. So Nico couldn't find the support that he needed to make that step from his buddy to go on. You know, she got rejected 3 times. So I need support from you, buddy. Because this is what I'm trying to get from you. But then what happens to Zana is I don't hear you. If you go up there, I'm left behind. So where am I in all this? So she's talking distressed. So now we've got two distressed people talking about having a conversation that is not conducive because nobody's listening and both are talking, right? So, but then when I said the speaker's listener technique, I changed the process on how you spoke. I didn't give you a script. It was the same topic. It was the same manager thing, but more came out. Feelings came out, right? You allowed yourself, the more you paraphrase, the more safe it felt. Then I noticed the more safer it felt because, you know, you were ticking all these boxes, the feelings started to come out because you're starting to create safety. So when the create safety in the conversation, the feelings come out even more naturally. And then when the feelings come out even more naturally, it's safe for me to tell you that I'm scared. It's safe for me to tell you I'm scared that you're leaving me. It's safe for me to tell you, no, I'm not leaving you. I'm just doing this for us. I just need your help. Mm. It is safe. You've created, even though this is role play, you've created a space of safety. An emotionally safe space for you to say things that needed to be aired. And most importantly, people are listening.
Mm.
Okay. So it's a different process, same data.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. And if you are, do this every day, do this with the person at the shop, or the waiter, do this with people at work. Sometimes, I mean, Nico and I, we spoke before this and we were in events. You know, events are about details, right?
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes, yeah. So sometimes when the event manager comes to me, I need this, this, and this. I would go, oh, so you need this, this, and this? And they go, oh, yeah. So they know I listened because I paraphrased him.
Right.
And then I know like, oh, I get your message. Now I can go do my job and not get things, you know, events, you know, if you get things done, it's money, right? So you can see,
it's funny because if you do that, some of the organizers will be like, what?
I know. Okay, so when you do it to other people as well, you find that it will be awkward. Yes.
Right. It will take them.
Go ahead.
They'll be taken aback. But then, I guess when you do it off with people, you know, they probably understand what you're trying to do, and they'll eventually get your point.
Yeah. And when you start a new skill, any new skill, it's always awkward. It's also like, say what? What are you talking about? What? You're look, I didn't you hear what I say? Why are you repeating this?
True, you know? True. You know? I guess that would be the exact lines the event organizer would say.
Absolutely. So introducing something new to a relationship is always going to be awkward, funny, annoying, and all those things. But then when you finally figure out that this is actually a good thing, I've done this for a while, so I've made it very conversational now.
True.
Right? That took a lot of practice and a lot of, what are you doing? I've just said that. Why are you repeating what I've been through all that? And I'm like, okay, so I need to make this conversational. So slowly I've made it conversational. My husband doesn't realize that I've made it conversational either. You don't have to say, so I'm hearing you say all the time, that would be so annoying. But you know, you can, if you're stuck, you can use that to help you paraphrase. But if you're not, just have a conversation that is speaker-listener. Speak and paraphrase. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can do it anywhere. Work.
That's good.
To my mom and dad.
But that's what you like Nico said about that. It's such a good technique that there's nothing much lost in translation.
There's nothing much.
Nothing much.
And if it's lost in translation, you're able to speak and paraphrase.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Wow. That's really good. That's a really good exercise. Azad, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you so much. That's a good, valuable technique to use, as you say, not just in a relationship, but also when we do our work and our communication with our boss as well. You know.
Yeah, especially work-related concerns. You know, when you do this approach, you get all the information correctly, you get all the instructions right, nothing is missed out. And if there are things missed out, you can still paraphrase. You can still check up with him or her.
And the more you have a psychologically safe environment in your company, the more your company will become a team, the more the team will work for the company, and you'll have an amazing growth with your company.
This is perfect for everyone that's listening right now, especially the millennials out there. Sometimes we ask a lot of questions, and you know those situations where you have issues with your relationships, and then what you do is you just post it on social media without even talking to the partner, really, what exactly is happening. So it's like you're airing out your dirty laundry on social media without really fixing everything or talking about it. Let's not even talk about the fixing part. It's more of just communicating what the issues are. So with this approach, I think this will really help out.
It's also not confronting as well, you know?
True.
It's not confronting. There's an equal power in this conversation. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Mm. It's curiosity as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what do you mean by this? Mm. Sometimes I go, my paraphrase will be, even in sessions, hang on a minute, I don't get this. Mm. Help me understand when you say this, this, and this. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I do that with friends as well and text. Right. I don't understand. Can you help me say what you said? And then I'll put that finger up like that and then, you know, reply in the copy. Yeah, that's what I do. It works.
Zana, this is exactly what happens when you talk to two people from radio. She's with TV, but you know, both of us from radio, we tend to talk about things and transition things really smoothly. That's why.
Without anybody knowing.
We've already switched topics.
Where are we? What?
With the cue. That's why, Nico, I know that you will do well now that you know this, because you're listening. You need to listen in radio, right?
And oh, yeah.
All the cues.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the conversation kind of changes, you're going to do well. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. This is the most natural sounding Zana has been this episode. So I love it, man. I love this exercise. It's just bringing out a different
Zana. Yeah,
different Zana. I love it.
Yeah, I have that effect on people. I don't know why.
I'm not as stiff. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. Now, because, I think... What? We're already like an hour into the conversation.
Are we?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we are. So I think we have to pretty much wrap up this episode of Finding Mojo. Azza, Yasmin, thank you so much for giving your time to this episode. Now, how can listeners reach out to you for questions or what have you, if they want to have you as maybe a guest, or if they just want to pick your brain, especially on your topics about relationships and what have you? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Just type in my name, Azza, A-Z-A-H, and Yasmin with a Z, Y-A-Z-M-I-N. If you put an S, I don't have S.
It's all Z's.
I know.
It's all Z's or Azza is.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Azza Yasmin. And usually my face is there and I do post constantly. So there's a few things here that I've also noticed that I'd like to post. So some snippets from here as well. So yeah, follow me. And I do these things as well on my posts.
Give away
little bits for little nuggets, I guess, of relationship things. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Azza. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Azza. Now, this has been a Finding Mojo, of course, with Zana and Nico, and brought to you by your friends from BSA Solutions Incorporated. Till the next one. Cheers.
See you in the next episode. Bye.
This has been Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, where we help millennials get started in their journey to contented life by building the networks of life and at the same time, benefiting the people around them.